2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us and hanging out. Yeah, it's your Monday, and if you've totally missed out, I don't know what this year of sports is going to look like. Russell Westbrook got COVID-19 inside the bubble in Orlando, and he's quarantining. We've got all sorts of things to jump into. But first, we're going to start things out here. Scott, you doing okay? Everything good?
I'm doing amazing, Alex. It's been a good day today.
Let me see here. We're going to start off, though, first. We're going to talk about the name change that was heard around the world. Still hasn't happened yet, but at least we know the Redskins' name is being retired. That much we do know. It's the 805 Cut. Let's get going here.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, the Redskins and Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, and Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Redskins, along with their leadership team there, have made the announcement that they are indeed going to retire the Redskin name. They don't have the name yet, Scott. They're working on that. But here's the thing about all
swamp
this.
Drainers. Come on, we know what
you wanted to call the swamp.
Yes,
drainers.
Yes, of course. So.
Here's what I wanted to say right off the bat, because I read the statement, and there were two different statements. There was one on the one that they sent out that was just like a very quick, you know, little thing that they've been looking to try to find a way to, or they got this review, this official kind of like in-house review on how to handle the name. And the Redskin name, which has been part of this organization for 87 years, which I thought that's insane that the Redskins have been around 87 years. They decided for their sponsors, for their fans, for their players, that they are going to be looking for a new name. They're going to retire the Redskin name and looking for something that would be a beautiful brand for the next 100 years for their sponsors, their fans, and the players in the organization. And every time they kept mentioning that they wanted to change this name, they kept saying, the sponsors, and the sponsorships. Because of just money in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, FedEx is like, it's FedEx Field, and the CEO of FedEx is a part owner in the team. I don't
know
if you do
just,
that.
But it just was resounding to me, Scott, that the number one thing was, and they couldn't help but put it in the press release. It was just like money. Right. That is the reason we're changing this. And I know that it looks like it's an okay thing with that socially and culturally, this should have been something that we talked about a long time ago. Having the hand force, fine. But just saying right off the bat in every one of these things that it's just a money situation.
Here's the thing with these owners, okay? Why do they buy an NFL franchise? It's a guaranteed home run financially. I mean, if you're talking about
a business that multiplies.
These are people that have been massively successful in business. And they know if they ever get an opportunity to buy an NFL franchise, for that matter, it doesn't matter what it is, in any sport, Maybe Major League Soccer. I don't know about
because
that.
Because they print money. Maybe the valuation isn't even that, but it's
you buy it, hold on to it, and sell it for a grundle of money.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just, you know, from a so they're always thinking about the business side of this, and the reality is they understand the tide of the public, you know, the public sentiment. But here's how I feel about this whole thing about names and mascots, the whole deal. I have always looked at this as something that is a way to say it's a term of endearment. It's a badge of honor. I've never looked at a mascot as meaning or the intent of it is to be derogatory. You think about all the trophies that are named after people like Lombardi, and there's the Biletnikoff, and there's the Davey O'Brien, and there's the Remington, and there's the Ray Guy Award, right? And these are all from people who had a contribution to the sport or their sport that was massively impactful. And so it's a way to say, we want to recognize excellence. We want to recognize something that sets us as a beacon, as a standard. And so any kind of mascot that I think they all personally do that. But when it's a derogatory term, or it's viewed in some circles as a derogatory term, because that's really what the Redskin name actually is to people today. And me personally, I never thought of it that way. I thought of Joe Gibbs. I thought of, you know, the Hogs. I thought of John Riggins. I thought of winning Super Bowls and doing it with class. I always looked at this whole organization as a class organization, not as someone who was trying to be meaning or belittling or being disrespectful to people. And that's just the way I've always looked at mascots. But if it comes to a point when you go, look, this is offensive. Like, this is offensive. You know, I think of possibly things that people might say to me, a term about me, and
yeah,
things that, and I can see where I'd be like, yeah, that's offensive to me to say that. Or and what you do is you kind of roll your eyes and just ignore it, but it's still offensive. So I'm not opposed to the Washington Redskins changing their name because of the derogative term that it implies. I think there's an opportunity here, though, to really make a statement and move forward and have a powerful, you know, something that. People can rally behind and maybe help the Redskins. See, I can't help the Washington football team.
Well,
what do
I know,
you say now? I don't know what to say now. It's just because it's so ingrained in my head.
Think
a
about
way.
I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, one of our crosstown football rivals changed their name. They were the Chiefs, and then they changed to the Mavericks. And I remember thinking, that sounds so weird calling them the Meadowdale Mavericks, you know? And now we just don't even think about it. And so I know that we change quickly with these kinds of things. Thinking about how often I mean, the NBA and all these the NBA, Major League Baseball, specifically those, I, the NFL is different. I mean, we've had franchises and expansions and things like that, you know, in our lifetimes. And it's so weird to go, the Carolina Panthers? That looks cheap. It looks like a fake version of a team. And now they're widely accepted as, you know, obviously the NFL team that they are. Same thing with the Jaguars, although I've never been a huge fan of the logo and the name and everything.
Yeah, I could never really get behind a Jaguar.
but you see what I'm saying about
Jaguar?
Jaguar. but when we look at these things and we say, I don't know if I can deal with this name change. Ask yourself what it is. Is it just because it's been that massively long tradition of saying those things? I think about, you know, those games between the Cowboys and the Redskins, right, for all those years, right?
Right.
And you
right.
think about those games between the Eagles and the Redskins and the Giants and the Redskins. That NFC East is going to have to change. I mean, it will absolutely make people think about things and go, wow, we're playing the Redskins this weekend. It's going to take a while for them to get used to it, but that's just the way it is when we change stuff.
And you wonder what kind of impact that has on the right. It's like, does it really have the same meaning? Does the rivalry still have the same meaning? Can you really get behind whatever the new, you know, I just think of being a Giants fan.
I can only imagine the colors
fan.
Would be the exact same, right? They said the logo changed and the mascot name.
But the colors will stay the same.
They would have to. Every rendering of every, you know, fill in the blank fake possibility. You know, I've seen the Washington Warriors, I've seen the Washington Red Tails, I've seen all sorts of things, and it's all maroon and gold. Because I think that that's something that you can still control that, and people still love that color scheme, so you might as well keep it.
Well, it's kind of like USC's color scheme, right?
Is yes, it close? It's
Well, they should be the Trojans then.
So the Washington Trojans.
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't fit at all. That doesn't feel good at all.
I know. I don't know
what would. I don't know what would. I saw one that said the Washington Warriors, and there was a logo somebody mocked up, and it looks exactly like the Wonder Woman logo. And I thought, you know what? Let's just go with the Washington Wonder Women. Yeah, look, you knock out of all the things here.
Look, when I saw the movie Wonder Woman,
I cried.
I was impressed.
I was too.
I was like, you know what? She's my superhero right there. She was it. She had it going on.
What a wild day.
So I'm okay with that.
Here we are in 20.
I'm just telling you, people would find that offensive, though. Someone would find that offensive.
That's fine. So the Redskins, they're going to change their mascot. They're no longer going to be the Redskins. They're going to be something else. And they are going to change the logo, obviously, too. The Cleveland Indians, still staying with Indians, they retired Chief Wahoo, wink, you know, like 2 years ago, because officially they're not putting him on merchandise. But, you know, everybody still wears that. People still put the headdresses on at games, things like that. So I'm wondering when they're going to be the ones who get the axe next on the change of name. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.